Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ranting with us will make you feel better than a lap dance. And we're free. Bob and Jeff, the drive afternoons at 4 on KFA.
All right, welcome back. This, of course, is Teach Your Children, Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Good music. My classmates, and this is Aretha Butler, Funk's music, they've chosen good music for the past 6 weeks or so. We're going to wind it down this week with Derby classmates music. You okay with that?
You should do Jeff's North classmates.
He doesn't have any friends.
What?
We've talked about that. Let's get to David Smail, who's with us. He's got a new book out called The Keys to the Kingdom, an illustrated timeline of the Kansas City Chiefs. David, welcome. We're happy to have you.
Thanks. Thanks for having me on. It's great to be here.
And good timeliness in getting this book out after a Super Bowl victory. Did you start the project after the Super Bowl or before?
It's one of those things that just kind of happened. I was actually at the Big 12 tournament and received a phone call. Couldn't take it because I was sitting courtside covering it and listened to voicemail, and a publisher in St. Louis said, hey, we want to release a book on the entire history of the Chiefs. Would you be interested? Give us a call tomorrow morning. And so I called them up, and they said they were interested in me, kind of connected through a friend of a friend. And so it wasn't my idea, but I was thrilled that they chose me.
So you kind of fast-tracked this, is what you're telling me. That you're talking about you were at the Big 12 tournament this year?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
And it's it sounds like I'm bragging, but I'm not. They told me originally the deadline to get the book done was June 15th, which would give me 3 months to write it. But that would release it in late October. And so I asked them, when would you need it in order to release it by the start of the season? They said, that's not possible. So I asked the question again. They said April 15. And so they had a 36,000-word manuscript 2 weeks later. And
wow.
I did most of it from memory because I remember the Chiefs coming here to Kansas City in 1963. I was 5 years old, so I don't remember a lot of the detail. But I remember my dad being excited that we had professional football, and so I became a fan. And I remember Mackley Hill dying in 1965. I remember, you know, some of the early names. And so I was able to do this pretty much from memory and just use the internet to fact check and look at stats and time on the clock and things like that.
So this is – so, David, this is what you would call, I guess, in the genre, a coffee table book.
Exactly.
Would be the best way to describe it. And those are kind of, I don't know, dying art isn't the right word to use, but those are kind of a unique genre and something that's, you know, I think would be very timely right now, obviously, given the Chiefs. So what are your expectations of this, and what should people expect when they purchase this book?
Well, I'm a good enough writer to recognize that the photos will sell the book. you know, I recognize that this is different, and thanks for the vote of confidence calling it a dying breed. But I'm hopeful that
way.
I'm hopeful that that's not the case. The publishing company in St. Louis did a coffee table book on the St. Louis Blues and sold 6,000 copies, and then they went out and won the Stanley Cup title last year. And they sold 6,000 more. And so I'm hoping that, you know, I mean, I think the Chiefs in Kansas City and throughout the Midwest are probably a bigger draw than the Blues are in St. Louis. So I'd be happy with selling 20,000 copies. I think that's a realistic goal. And I'm just hoping that when people take a look at it, that they'll agree with me.
You can pre-order your book today or order it. Go to davidsmalebooks.com. That's David Smale, S-M-A-L-E, books.com to get your book ordered. Now, you've, you're no stranger to doing books. How many have you published, and what have been some of the highlights of your book writing and book producing career so far?
Well, I've, this is the 21st book that I've published, most of them on sports history. And, you know, Bob, you've been in the business long enough to know that sometimes, I mean, we're sports fans. We wouldn't be good at what we do if we didn't like sports. And so one of the highlights for me was getting to know Coach John Wooden really well. One of the first books, I think it was the third one that I did, was on the history of UCLA basketball. And so I got to know Coach Wooden very well, and he became a close friend. I used to call him every year on his birthday and, you know, wish him a happy birthday. And, I, you know, you get into a gathering with friends and you start playing Can You Top This? And they say, well, you know, my grandmother's gardener is the cousin of so-and-so, and go back and forth. And I just, I'll just sit around for a while and then kind of scroll through my contacts and say, Coach Wooden, and here's his phone number. And I usually win. So that's one of the highlights. But it's just really getting to know the people in sports. And I heard, you know, you had the basketball player at K-State on before, and I listened to that. Just, you know, the college kids, their kids, the, even the professionals, you know, at our age, the professional athletes are kids. You know, I got to know one of the best women's soccer players in history, in Mia Hamm, when I did a book on UCLA, or excuse me, on North Carolina women's soccer. And, you know, I rode around campus with her and some other student athletes, and she was just a college kid. She just happened to be really, really good at soccer. And I think that's the highlight rather than any one particular book.
Now, I hope I get another question after my dialogue there. I just, you know, I am someone who owns multiple coffee tables. I have more books for my coffee table than I have coffee tables. So I'm definitely a supporter of the art. So what are we going to see in the pictures? What are some of the highlights as far as visually what this book represents to Chiefs fans?
Well, let me describe the book a little bit, and then the photos really go with that description. It's, instead of being a narrative, if I was trying to cover 60 years and tell every event that happened, that book would be 3 feet thick. But this is really the events and the people that helped shape that history. So we start with talking about Lamar Hunt founding the AFL. And one of the early pictures we have in there of Lamar is him with Pete Rozelle at the first Super Bowl, and him with Tex Schramm of the Cowboys, who was instrumental in negotiating the merger between the leagues. We have pictures from some of the big events that happened. We have pictures from the Super Bowl I. Actually, it wasn't called Super Bowl I. It was the AFL-NFL Championship, and then Super Bowl IV. And, we deal quite a bit with recent history. People remember recent history better. So I've got one brief story on the most important kneecap in Kansas City, which is obviously about Patrick Mahomes. And I have a feature on 65 toss power trap and a similar feature on WASP. And, you know, so my generation still remembers 65 toss power trap. My kids' generation think WASP and think anything older than 1980 is, you know, calligraphy on the, or whatever, on the hieroglyphics, I guess it's called, on the cave walls or something.
David Smale, our guest, he's got a book out called The Keys to the Kingdom. Actually, you can order this book. When will it be ready for delivery?
The official release date is September 1, but that could be moved up or back depending on when the printer is able to do it. You know, as with everything else, the printer's schedule is being affected somewhat by coronavirus, but we are pretty confident it will be out before the season opener on September 10th. But anybody who orders before August 1st gets free shipping. So there's the reason to go ahead and order it now instead of wait until it comes out.
And it's got a great cover photograph, so it's one of those books that if you're a Chiefs fan, you'll want to get your hands on. David, congratulations on getting this done and getting it done as quickly as you did. I know you've probably been working pretty hard on it, so congratulations.
Yeah, the coronavirus actually helped me because there were no sports to cover. So I sat in my office for 10, 12 hours a day writing, and it actually helped me. But then as soon as I was done, I was like, okay, let's bring sports back.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Well, thanks for having me.
Take care. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, there you go. David Smale with a book about the Chiefs. And who wouldn't want it? I mean, it's the history of the Chiefs. And if you're a Chiefs fan, which neither of us are.
Right. If I toss power trap and keep matriculating the ball
down
the field.
Of course you do. All right, we'll come back in a minute with our final full segment. It's a Monday edition of The Drive on KFH.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.